Everyone's talking about Arj Barker at the moment, Marnie. And he's joining us now, Arj is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on a show that he did in Melbourne, and a woman feels like she's been humiliated. Well, they're the headlines that you're seeing on the news at the moment. She's a breastfeeding mum. She was in the show, and she was asked to leave the audience because of the baby that she had in her arms. Now, Arj, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, look, I mean, I guess, you know, there seems to be a bit of misconception as to how I think it's been misconstrued in the media. So, I mean, mate, it was your show, so we just want to hear from you, I guess.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, and how you feel, because to me, that's what it's about, right? Not people making crap up and what they think. It's like...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to comment. First of all, the breastfeeding thing was news to me until I didn't even hear that term put into it until 2 days after the incident.
Mm.
When you're on stage in a theater, seeing the audience beyond the first row you can see pretty well. Beyond that, it's like looking into a dark room while someone shines a flashlight in your face. So your eyes adjust and you can make out silhouettes and you can make out minor details. But I would have no idea if she was breastfeeding or not. I never did. That never was in the equation. And personally, I have no problem with that. I'm a supporter of public breastfeeding because I think it's a very natural thing. Babies got to eat. I'm 100% for that. It's a non-issue, not even worth talking about to me, because it's fine. This was, unfortunately, a lot of the media's ran with that narrative. That had anything to do with that is preposterous.
Yeah, well, just stay with us, Arj, and we'll be back in just a moment to get Arj's point of view on this whole situation this morning, which has gone national. River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. Arj Barker making headlines right around the country at the moment. A woman at a show of his in Melbourne left the audience, Marnie. They're saying, you know, she was a breastfeeding mum, and now that she's humiliated by the situation, Arj just needs a little bit of a moment right now. Hang on.
I'm sorry, I didn't sleep too well last night. So I was saying that I've been doing comedy for over 30 years and I've performed in all kinds of scenarios, including, you know, noisy nightclubs with the waitstaff dropping bills while you're performing. People drop glasses. I've worked outdoor concerts. I work in Adelaide Fringe, which is like working in the middle of a circus in a tent. But this was a very quiet theater, and it's a theater setting, and you can hear a pin drop in there. So the baby didn't have to be very loud for, you know, hundreds of people to hear it. And that's, you know, the important point here is I made this decision strictly on behalf of the audience to enjoy the show. When you're watching something, you want to have immersion, get into it, follow what I'm doing. Let me build up the joke. You know, there's pauses, there's timing.
Mm.
As soon as there's an external noise that's not coming from the stage, your attention is drawn to that. Whether it's a phone going off or a child crying or somebody talking, it disrupts you, takes you out of it. It takes away from the performance. So this was 100% a decision I made on behalf of the other 700 people there. And it was unfortunate that it's caused so much pain for people, because that's never my goal.
I'm just not happy with the headlines that they're putting out about you. It's like, mum humiliated. She may have been humiliated from the situation, but you didn't humiliate her.
Absolutely not. In fact, my concern was to try to be as gentle and kind.
Of course.
Like, I need you to take the baby out. And I'm really sorry. I was apologetic. I also said, of course, you can have a refund. And I said, I feel bad. I said, I feel bad multiple times. Let's talk about this thing about people have mentioned that people were hurling abuse at her.
Yeah.
There was a few people yelling out. It was a very chaotic moment. So I think a couple people in my memory might have yelled, like, you know, rack off.
Yeah.
I'll use a polite version there for you. And what you need to understand is, at the time, as this was unfolding, there were people also telling me off in the front row, her friends or maybe other people.
Sure.
So I was only at that point focused on, you know, trying to piece together what was going on.
Mm.
It wasn't even clear to me that they were yelling at her. I thought they equally could have been yelling at me, like, oh, you know, back off. What are you doing kicking the mom out? How dare you? Because it was immediately divisive from the first second.
Sure. Mm.
And so had there been a sustained campaign of abuse, I would have absolutely noticed and done something, because I wouldn't ever wish that on any audience member. Even if somebody is being a jerk, I'd say, oh, I'm really sorry, you know, you got to go.
Yeah.
Mm. But I'm, you know, I'm like... you know,
I don't think you've got anything to apologise for. You know, the situation.
Well, I think it's fair that he has his say because there's things being said that aren't correct.
Yes, exactly right.
And I really do. I dislike that. That's unfair.
We're not behind that at all. You know. So look.
Stress one more thing.
Yeah.
If I had peered into the audience and seen a man holding a baby, I would have done the exact same thing what I did. It's never about gender or breastfeeding, and I wish that could be removed from the conversation.
Yeah.
Probably it won't be. But I do appreciate that you guys could give me a chance, a platform.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, of course.
I love coming out there. You know, I love touring this country, and I consider it home.
Yeah.
And so it means a lot to me to set the record straight.
Yeah. No qualms here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Oof. Arj Barker.
Jeez, everyone's going off. But it's not being portrayed correctly. Now, I've just said to you...
No, that's right.
While we were chatting with him, something else has come online that she was on the project as well, the mum who has asked to leave the show. Mm-hmm. And she is... There's footage of her sitting there with the bub and she's actually breastfeeding through that interview.
Right, yeah.
Okay, yep, no problem. Sarah Harris, who we've spoken to many a times, is interviewing her. But around the three-minute mark of their interview, this is on the project, she has come on and basically said... Because bub started to get unsettled as bubs do and get, you know, a bit grizzly and whatever. And she's made the comment, maybe she can go to dad for just a quick second.
Yes.
So, of course, people have gone off on that and said, hang on, you're here having a go at Arj for what he's done. But
I'm not having I'm not going to sit here and let everyone just vitriol and all this stuff against Arj.
So they had to stop comments on their social media because it was flooded with calling her out for basically doing the same thing. They went, this is, you know, you're taking aim at Arj Barker because he asked a mum and bub to leave, avoiding disruption. And at the three-minute mark, Sarah says the same thing, take the baby off the air to avoid disrupting the show. The one thing I will say, though, is that the mum did say that she was breastfeeding at that time, but Arj has said he had no idea, he couldn't see.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know ourselves from being on stage. When the lights are on, you can't actually see what's going on
that's right.
in front of you. No. Anyway, look, it's a very contentious issue today. I guess, as you said, there are two sides to it. We've heard Arj's now.
Arj is a great friend of ours and you know, he was willing to come on our show and give his side of the story.
So you'll hear more about it. It's everywhere today. There you go.